little brush up about banking?
Well, it's about direct debits. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you have the same system in Hungary, where, for example, at the end of the month, let's say for your electricity bill or your gas bill or something like that, the money comes automatically out of your bank.
Igen, csoportos beszedés, amikor közvetlenül átutalják a számláról a különböző közműveknek szóló számlák összegét.
Csak ez nem csak közmű, az nem valami.
Bármilyen lehet, persze, nem csak közmű. Így van. Így van. Amit rendszeresen fizet valaki, ha mondta. Ez a csoportos beszedés. Direct debit. Debit az a levonás egy számláról. Tehát közvetlen számláról vonják. Yeah.
Okay, and bank transfers as well, from one country to another.
Banki átutalások.
And there are a few figures as well. Okay?
Excellent.
You've been warned. Okay. Good morning, everyone. In my opinion, one of the most innovative banking inventions has been the direct debit system. Direct debits allow you to pay bills, to pay your mortgage, to pay your rent, to pay for services straight from your bank account. And the best thing about this is if you are like me, you don't have to remember to do it. The money automatically comes out of your account, so there's no danger of you forgetting to pay a bill. Nevertheless, there have always been problems in transferring money from one country to another. This shouldn't really make sense, because, as I'm sure you know, in the euro currency countries, the euro has been legal tender since January 1999. The first coins appeared 4 years ago. So why is it not possible to have a direct debit system that works cross-border from one member of the euro area to another member of the euro area? Well, the reason for this is simply because banking systems are still very incompatible from one country to another. They differ a great deal. According to the European Central Bank, European businesses could be 50 to 100 billion euros better off if there was a direct debit system in place which allowed them to transfer money from one country to another in the euro area. This is why the European Commission is making one of its objectives a single European Payments Area, the SEPA, as it's called. And the commissioner in charge of the internal market, Charles McCreevy, is very much making this his mission. In December 2005, the European Commission proposed a directive to facilitate cross-border payments. Now, why is it that banks are not queuing up to endorse this system? Well, firstly, it's because national systems work quite well on their own, in their own national markets. Secondly, these national systems were very costly to build. And thirdly, for the simple reason is that cross-border payments, and small cross-border payments, under 50,000 euros, only account for 3% of the volume of a bank's trade, or most banks' trade. This new proposed directive sets a target that by 2010, for transfers of under 50,000 euros, they must be settled by the end of the next working day. Now, this is something that I'm very much in favour of, because I have been the victim of very lengthy bank transfers before, where it took me more than 2 weeks to transfer money from one country to another. So in my opinion, anything that speeds up this process should be encouraged. Thank you very much.